From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. He did not give the attacker's name, and authorities are still looking for him. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Cavusoglu, told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday, unless the violations stop, the peace process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for the violations. UN officials say thousands of Iraqis have been fleeing Mosul during the past 5 days, ever since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in the operation to free the city from Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State group. An Israeli military court convicted a young soldier of manslaughter Wednesday for shooting and killing an incapacitated Palestinian assailant last year. A cell phone video caught 19-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria aiming his assault rifle at the Palestinian and shooting him in the head. The army condemned the soldier's action, although many in the public said they didn't think he should be hauled into court. Like a common criminal, the officer who delivered the verdict said that even though the dead Palestinian was a terrorist, the attack on him was a disproportionate response. This is VOA News.